Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I do think that the Michigan State-Rutgers game, look, there's premium on it for Coach Jonathan Smith to show that things are going in the right direction. They won four games all of last year, so they surpassed the win total. Great, but it would be really nice to see them win the game to become bowl eligible and then get the extra practice and maybe end up with a 7-win season. In his first year, to have a winning record his first year would look good. It looked like things are going in that right direction. And it's a home game. It's senior day. You got a lot at stake for Michigan State. And not as much at stake for Rutgers, because they were already bowl eligible because they got the 6th win. So I would expect Michigan State to look better than what we've seen. Hopefully they can be more competent offensively. And for the entire 60 minutes, rather than just showing up for the first half and, you know, scoring on just about every drive in that first half last week and then disappearing in the second half, they're going to have to be better. But I don't know, you know, you can't make the team healthy. And that's the issue they've had, is when they look like they're getting a step forward, they take two more steps back with injuries. And like I mentioned earlier, their secondary is decimated by injuries, specifically to the cornerback position. But maybe getting experience, any kind of experience, is going to be better one week to the next. And if you're a Spartan fan, you're hoping that's the case and that they can come out winning. I think they end up winning the game because I think there's too much at stake for them not to.
I think they win too. And it is always good to prove you're better than Rutgers. And so that's the 3:30 game on Saturday afternoon. In the meantime, I let you know before the break, Lions have placed one of their injured players on injured reserve. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Lions are placing wide receiver Khalif Raymond on the IR. Reading from Ian Rappaport's tweet, sources say because of the foot injury he suffered on Sunday, he's expected to return and could play again before the regular season finishes. Either way, he's almost certainly back for the playoffs. I remember a couple of years ago, you and I were doing a show prior to a preseason game, and we said, you know, in the message board vein, we wanted to start a Khalif Raymond appreciation thread.
Yeah,
because he is sort of that reliable guy who we should never be surprised when he makes a big play for them. In a punt return game, offensively, he's like this very reliable fourth guy at the wide receiver spot, and a guy that you like to have. and a guy that when more is asked, he'll step up and do it and then settle back into his own role, his old role, and just do what he's always done. And you got to have guys like this. You got to have guys like Khalif Raymond when you're trying to build the complete football team that are really good in their role and then can occasionally step up and do more when called upon. Defensively, that guy is Malcolm Rodriguez, who can go games without getting any snaps and then hop in there and get seven tackles, right? And that's what he did in the postseason. I think it was no snaps, one snap. Derek Barnes got hurt against San Francisco. Malcolm Rodriguez had to play, forced into action, seven tackles, one tackle for loss, and an interception. Then he settled back into his backup role. Now Moore is being asked of him again, and he's capable. Khalif Raymond's that on offense.
Yeah, Khalif Raymond is going to be missed for a while here. The return game, he's great in the return game. I mean, he single-handedly. I mean, look, the Lions blew out blew out their opponent in that game, but he was so good in the punt return game. And he is one of those guys that you don't even think about until the ball's in his hands on offense. Like, oh, that's right. Hey, he made a play. Nice. You know, he's not targeted often, but when he's targeted, he makes the play. Are they going to miss him? I think they're going to miss him in the return game. Offensively, though, Tim Patrick has stepped in and become that guy. He became the third receiver. We talked about it before the season. Who's going to be the guy that replaces Josh Reynolds? And, you know, we always would mention Khalif Raymond, even though the team seemed like, we've got Khalif, but we're looking for other players too. And it was Tim Patrick that was the acquisition, and he's emerged as a guy who's been a go-to guy as much as Josh Reynolds has been.
Yeah, I mean, they've had guys step on offense. You know, I mean, as much as it sucks that Raymond isn't going to be there as a receiver, the real burn here is the punt returning. And honestly, with kick returning, teams were purposely not kicking to Raymond. They would kick to Dorsey like every single time. Raymond never got a shot as a kick returner. Punt returner, you're forced to kick to him. And he made plays happen. He's a Pro Bowl special teamer in this league. And so I think that's going to hurt the Lions as far as the rest of the regular season. Sounds like he'll be back for the playoffs, which is important. I'm curious to see what they do at punt returning now because he could flip positions. We already know what Jack Fox can do. But Khalif on the other side, he was that guy, that type of difference maker. So I don't think they're going to use ASB back there. So I don't want to just throw that away either, though. But you just want someone sure-handed, I guess, at this point.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, do they have two open roster spots on the 53-man, James Houston and Khalif Raymond? We certainly expect a Tom Kennedy or a Peoples Jones or somebody like that to get an opportunity.
Maurice Alexander.
Yeah, it could be Mo Alexander, who's got a lot of the college quarterback at Florida Atlantic, who's made a name for himself as a return guy. But, you know, one of those guys will be activated. I don't know who the other one will be. But and then this goes into the category of we keep talking about the tolerances.
Not only is it the two rosters, but if Taylor Decker is unable to go.
Yeah.
Carlton Davis, if he's unable to go, I mean, you're really starting to dip into that pool.
This is one of those deals that we're sitting here, we're so impressed. They're not going to be immune to injuries costing them. Like, eventually it has to catch up to them. And, you know, earlier in the year, I had a list. I was going through a website that had the list of all the players that have been hurt. And you were rattling off all the guys on the Lions defense that hurt, that are hurt. It's incredible how many guys are hurt. Now, I'm like, look, we sit here and talk about, oh, woe is us, but they're still playing well. In fact, since Hutch went down, it's amazing how good they've been defensively.
It's the thing we've
seen. And their pass defense.
It's, to me, it's the most impressive thing we've seen this year is we touched on in the offseason. We said, okay, the Lions roster, there's depth on this roster. It's not only the starters are good, the backups are good. Because they've been able to develop their own guys, they've made smart decisions in the offseason when it comes to free agency acquisitions. They've all been real smart here. And yet, it is a lengthy list. When you start with Aiden Hutchinson and you go to Marcus Davenport and Derek Barnes and John Kaminsky, that's just – and remember Pecco. They got Pecco as well.
Yeah.
And he was a big run stuffer. He's gone. That's five defensive linemen right off the bat, if you count Barnes as a defensive lineman. Let alone that you throw in Anzalone in the mix and, you know, Ennis Rakestraw, the rookie, he's been out of action. Melon Fonu has been out of action. And Carlton Davis missing you know, a game, and maybe he'll miss this game tomorrow. There's a lot that they've had to deal with, a lot they've had to overcome, and that's just the defensive side of the ball.
Now, I mean, you look at Philly, the biggest threat to the Lions in the NFC, perhaps. I mean, a strong argument's being made that the get-up guys this morning on ESPN were debating whether or not Philly has surpassed Detroit as the favorite in the NFC.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See, and I'm like, of course they're debating that. Oh, the next week it'll be as Dallas catching up to Detroit. But in the case of Philly, they just lost Brandon Graham.
Yeah, that's big.
And so it happens to everybody.
Yeah, no one's going to feel sorry for the Lions.
No.
And the Lions aren't going to feel sorry for themselves, but you go with the Niners. They start off the year without CMC. Brandon Ayuk gets hurt. Bosa and Kittle are always dinged up. Debo's always dinged up. Purdy's missed a game, you know. This is the league. And the Lions have just done a great job of moving on next man up. It's so cliche.
Let's add more games to the schedule and have them give them less time to prepare for it, too.
Well, if it means more money. But it's so cliche, but the Lions really have taken it and just, hey, it is next man up. And they're deeper at some positions than others, but at some point,
It gets uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm uncomfortable now going to this game with the Bears, and yet again they've been able to. It's their depth. It's good quality depth. You know, I'm really curious. I'd love to sit down and talk to Dan Campbell about what he sees in practice from the guys that never get even elevated to the game day roster, guys like Christian Mahogany or Giovanni Manu. You know, Colby Sorosdahl. Those three offensive linemen. Where are they at in their development? You know, how strong do they feel about it? They haven't really gotten a chance yet. And now with Decker out, maybe one of those guys gets elevated.
Feels like guys that they've drafted and placed in storage. 248-539-9797.
It's like drafting stash in the NBA in a way.
Yep.